Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, December 7th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, I'm scripted to say this every week to start this podcast, to start the show. What it really is, it is one awesome two-hour experience, and you ask me why. It's because you get to see the Holy Spirit that is in these independent Christian artists' hearts. We get to listen to their music. We get to listen to their testimonies. And then we get to listen to Scripture and what that opens up. These artists are amazing. They're all one of a kind. They're all gifts from the Lord. And this week, I believe she was on the show back in March. And I cannot believe, I thank you, God, that artists want to come back on the show. Miss Jenna Widener, how are you doing?
I am good, Greg. Thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you for taking the time and even thinking about me to want to do it, because, you know, I love your music. I love seeing what God is doing in your life over your social media. You're definitely His child, and I can't wait to get into why you wanted to come back onto the show when we come back. So we'll be right back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. If you missed the opening of the show, we have a very special, what I like to call, repeat offender. Because I didn't run her away. I didn't scare her away. And she's back on the show, Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, thank you again for just being a part of this family.
Well, thank you for having me.
As we mentioned, you were on the show in March. We learned all about you back then. But as I talked to you off air, we have a lot more listeners now. And they would like to know, and we'll just put it this way, you've just walked up the sidewalk. You've walked up the steps, and you've knocked on the Rock the Flock door. The house has gotten so big, we had to add a second level. We've got a big deck on the back. We're all hanging out in here. Everybody's looking at the door on not just who's in at the door, but what they're doing there. And Miss Jenna, you're at the door. So who is Miss Jenna Widener?
Thank you, Greg. I am a singer-songwriter. I live in Nashville. I am originally from Colorado, a town called Evergreen. And I came out to Nashville in 2017 to attend Belmont University. And I studied music business. And my inspiration for coming out here was songwriting. I've been a singer all my life. And did choir, did dance, guitar lessons, piano lessons, and I started writing songs when I was about 12. And when I learned about Belmont and came out here for the first time, it was just kind of obvious that this was where the Lord was calling me. And I graduated in 2021, and since then I've been writing and recording my own music. And last year I came out with my debut EP called Breakthrough. And a lot of those songs, as we discussed in our last show, when I was on here, those songs kind of were birthed out of the COVID season and just kind of wondering where the Lord was leading me in my journey. And then this past year, kind of different times in my life, I've written these Christmas songs. And so it just made sense after having already released a debut project to finally put focus on these Christmas songs. And I'm really excited to talk about those. I had the full EP, the full Christmas EP called Believe, come out today. So it's a very exciting day for me.
It is. And I saw a post you put on and your music's already played. I loved the DJ, how she explained it all. That was pretty neat. I know it's always exciting to get to listen to all the hard work that goes into this, especially as an independent Christian artist who may not have all of the luxuries of a labeled artist.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's a lot of time and money and effort, just and all, not just in the recording, but in writing and in the mixing and mastering, and then in the promoting, of course. It all takes a ton of time, and I am independent, so I don't have a team. All I have is some really great friends who have willingly helped me out with video content and have been really great supporters. But yeah, it's a lot of work.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
We'll be right back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO. If you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or you're listening to your favorite podcast called Rock the Flock, thank you. Blessing us all again, Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, thank you for sharing a little bit about your journey of life from Colorado to Nashville, coming out of a tough, it's amazing what's come out of COVID, but look how good it came out. To where we are now, where you can take a deep breath and reflect back on it, get to be on shows like this, and I'm just gonna tell you right now, you don't have to have music out to be on this show, okay? You are welcome back anytime. If the Lord has something on your heart just to share, all you have to do is get in touch with me, and you're on the show, Miss Jenna.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Well, let's throw a little curveball right here.
Okay.
Before we get to music. And since the next 2 weeks of the show are going to be Rock the Flock Artist Christmas Music, which is neat. For 30 minutes, I was downloading music one after the other. And it's going to be really, I'm so excited to be able to do it, because I'm really not a huge Christmas music person.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on this show, Jenna, because I love the music that's on the show. I love what it's about. I love the meaning of it. And it is about that risen Savior that we better get ready, because he's coming back. What's even better is that I can sit back now and have a library amassed enough of all of your music for Christmas that you've written, and we can we can put it into two shows, and that's going to be that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What does Christmas mean to you through this album, through all of the writing it took to the thought process, the praying? What does Christmas really mean to you?
Wow, that is a great question. And I'll go into deeper detail into one of the songs for sure. One of the songs I wrote is literally called Christmas Means More. Christmas, it means so many different things. But for me, it's a time to really focus on Jesus and focus on just who he is, why he came down here in the first place, and the gift that he has brought through, that God has brought through his son Jesus to all of us, and just really allowing this season to pause and reflect on his goodness and just who he is. Like, for me, that is truly the meaning of Christmas, and just allowing myself to pause and reflect and not rush through it, not get distracted by all the lights and all the presents and all the usual Christmas traditions, but to really just take a moment and to reflect.
A couple of years ago, I did two shows at Christmas time, and I did one on Joseph and one on Mary, because Jenna, what would you do in Mary's shoes? Could you imagine? I mean, could you really, it's even hard to comprehend it.
It is hard to comprehend. I have no clue how I would respond if an angel just came to me and told me about Jesus. I, you know, you hope you'd have the faith to believe and to trust in that, but I don't know. would be a pretty surreal moment.
Yeah, that would. Try explaining that to your parents, you know? And then there's Joseph, who had really every right to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just how it had to be something when the angels came. Like you said, to have faith, to be able to know that was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to do something that no one's ever done. That's never happened before, and it'll never happen again.
Right.
For Mary and Joseph to be obedient, for them to be so faithful, and in the journey after that, they have that full commitment. You know, Jenna, they had to make some diversions to even get to the place where Jesus would be born. And what an example for us in our lives when we want the best car, the best house, the best shoes, the best shirts, the best, and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords couldn't even get into we'll just call it a hotel right now. It was an inn, but had to be born in a stable.
Yeah, pretty humbling thought for sure.
And I know the cross the story is, it is how much he loved us. But to start out like that, how much he had to love us even then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Christmas story is like, it's like no other. And it's really the Jesus story, because that's when it all changed. You know, the old law of the Old Testament didn't go out the door, but it ushered in the new. And like I said, there was no other like him before he came, and there will be no other like him. And that child that we sing about, that we as Christians we're thrilled that we celebrate Christmas because of that. And you're right, Jenna, that we need to not look at what we have under the tree or what we don't have under the tree. Because that's not where the greatest gift is. He's in our heart.
Yeah.
How tough is that to, in the world we live in now, how do you think, how tough is that to understand, to comprehend to the younger generation?
I think it's very difficult. I think there's just, at least I know for me, there's so many distractions with work, and then you know, I even get distracted just in my own music and social media. And you know, I have to remind myself to really sit down and like read my Bible and read my devotional and just really and pray and like just spend time with God and not be distracted by anything else. It's very difficult to do, especially when we live in a world too where we're told, you know, it's all on you. You know, you can't depend on anyone. You got, it's up to you to make it happen. And even in music, you know, you, being independent, especially, you feel like you're never doing enough. And so, like, some people, you know, if they take a rest, if they take a break for a bit, some people would think they're crazy. Like, you got to be driven. You got to keep going. But, like, I know from my experience, I can recognize now when I'm starting to feel burned out and I need to just like step away. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't always been easy to recognize in the past, but I've gotten better at recognizing when I need to like take a step back. And sometimes it really is just an act of surrender. And like, and I'll explain this with the process of completing these songs, but you know, I'm, for someone like me who's such a perfectionist, you try to make these songs as perfect as you possibly can, but it's kind of an impossible standard almost. And you can get to a point where you know, you kind of just have to surrender it and just let it be.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to dive into a few of those songs, and let's talk about them, and then we'll go from there. And maybe you can intro one of them, and then the first Christmas song will be played before we even play Christmas songs next week. So, Miss Jenna, you would have the first Christmas song played on Rock the Flock Radio.
I am so honored.
look at that. Is cool. We'll be right back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and it is a returning guest on the show, and we just want to give her a little because she completed a Christmas EP, and she can take a deep breath now, and she can drink mocha and stand under the mistletoe because it's done.
It's done.
How did you like the way I brought that song just right into it?
I love it. Perfect.
Well, you sent four songs over to me. Believe, Christmas Means More, which I love that because I just got my first, for 30 years, I wanted a Christmas shirt to wear, especially with all the kids. I wanted just a special shirt. And the closer it came to Christmas, I just got busier and busier, and I would forget it. And I have a shirt. It came in yesterday. It's a Life is Good shirt, and it's the Grinch on it. But the bottom of the last line of what's on it is Christmas must mean more. And I love it. And Christmas Snow, another song you sent, and a song that I just love the name of it, Mocha and Mistletoe. Which one of the four songs was your favorite to write?
I have to say Mocha and Mistletoe because it is hands down the most commercial song I have ever written. And there's actually quite a bit of story behind that song. I'm from a town called Evergreen in Colorado, and around this time last year, there was a film, an independent Christmas film, being made in my hometown, and the title of that film is Mocha and Mistletoe. And so I reached out to the associate director and asked if they would want me to write something for the film that they can put into it. And I ended up writing that song on New Year's Day of this year. So this song has literally been with me since day one of 2025. And when I was writing it, my genre is more acoustic, folk driven. So when I was writing this song, it was like two sides of my brain were telling me something different. It was like the right side of my brain was telling me to kind of go into the more normal direction that I go into and kind of more of an acoustic, more pretty Christmas vibe. And then the left side of my brain was like, Jenna, embrace the cheesy, embrace the cheesiness. This is like a Hallmark film almost, you know, make it pop, make it, you know, almost Mariah Carey-ish. And I'm really not used to going into that direction. But I already had written out some lyrics when I was back home for Christmas. And I was like, okay, you know, we're just going to dive in. We're going to see what happens. And I literally wrote the song that day, and I sent it to my producer, and he was obsessed with it. He had all the tracks done by that weekend, and then I went over to his place. We recorded all the vocals, and by that next week, we had a full song. And I sent it back to the associate director. He absolutely loved it. And he sent it on to the director, and she wanted to use it as the ending credits for the movie. And it seemed like everything was going smooth up until, and this is a good lesson for any artist, any especially independent artists, read your contract. Read your contract. Do not just sign anything blindly. And I'm very fortunate to not only live in Nashville, but not only to have gotten the education that I've gotten. And one of the one of my professors, I remember him telling me in his class, he said, when this was something that I've carried with me since graduating, like, never sign anything, doesn't matter what it is, if it's a movie deal, if it's a record deal, if it's a publishing deal, never sign anything until you have some kind of entertainment lawyer or someone who's in that field look at it and make sure that, like, everything looks good, that you're all in the clear. And I'm very fortunate to know someone, and I had her look over the contract, and it was a very simple contract. It wasn't anything complicated, but there were a few things that I wanted to change. And let's just say the director of this film, her true colors kind of came out, and was just very rude and unprofessional. And it kind of just came down to, do I really want to be associated with this person? And also, like, she's not willing to work with me. She's not willing to make any of these changes. So at the end of the day, it was like, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. But so it's not going to end up being in that film. But, you know, I got a great song out of it. It is hands down the most energetic song that I've written, and everyone's loving it. And, you know, that was a hard kind of situation to go through to get to this point, but, you know, that's life sometimes.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know which song we're going to play today, but I know it will be played in each show over the next 2 weeks. So what song would you pick to play today?
I'm going to choose Christmas Means More.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Why that song?
Out of all of the songs, that one is focused on Jesus. And funny enough, I also wrote that at the beginning of this year after a vocal lesson that I was working on, actually Christmas Snow, with my vocal coach, because I knew, like, we were probably going to be ending up recording these songs. And after that lesson, I was just playing my guitar, and then I started playing this little rhythm strumming pattern, da 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 da. And then I literally, what you just talked about with your shirt and the Grinch, and how he says, you know, Christmas, it has to mean more. And that line stuck into my head, and I just started writing this song. And, you know, to me, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, and that's why Christmas means more. And my favorite line in this song is the very beginning of the chorus. Christmas means more than listening for reindeer on the roof. It's more than just kids getting a 2-week break from school. I love those lines. And it's about the birth of our Savior.
Well, amen. Thank you so much, because you are blazing the way, because I reached out to a lot of the Rock the Flock artists, and like I said, a lot did send Christmas music, but no one has done four songs. I think you've doubled up. Mountains in the Sea, sent two over. Everybody else that sent one. I have several artists that are going to send little voice tracks on what Christmas means to them, and I'm going to put that in the show. I got one today from Matt James. It was really neat. But you have done it. You are the first.
Wow. Well, you know, I it's not like it all happened at once. but you know, if I become known for writing Christmas songs, you know, I'm not against that. I'm very for that. It's really fun.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we play Christmas Means More, and it would be my honor to be able to play that song, and have you intro it for the show.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll go ahead and intro it, and we will play it.
Okay. This is Jenna Widener on Rock the Flock, and you are listening to Christmas Means More.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in to just a wonderful show of Christian independent artist music. If you didn't know they were Christian independent artists, you just wouldn't know. And I love it. I was able to. You heard Russ Lee earlier in the show today, and off the recording, Russ and I kind of talked about independent Christian artist, and he loves it because social media, technology has made it easier for the independent Christian artist to be able to get their music out. And
for sure,
the guest I have this week, not only did she get one Christmas song out, she didn't get two Christmas songs out. She didn't even produce three Christmas songs. She wanted to keep an even number, so she did four Christmas songs. Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, thank you. I really, that is so just cool. You sent four songs over. You have a new EP. We played Christmas Means More. And Miss Jenna, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Now, are you staying in Nashville? Or are you going home?
I'll be going home to Colorado.
Okay. Do you drive or fly?
I fly.
Okay. Sure. That would be a long way.
Yeah, I hope I never have to do that drive ever again.
I know. I used to drive back and forth between here and Houston, Texas, because my dad's still out there. I have brother and sister out there, but it is so easy to get on a plane and be there in an hour and a half versus a 10 to 12 hour drive one way.
Agreed.
Well, all right, Miss Jenna, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this show. Thank you for all the wonderful artists. I ask that you will continue to bless them, bless their work. Today, Lord, you sent her back to the show. I ask you just to continue to be with Jenna. Lord, you've put a fire in her heart, Lord. You've given her gifts, you've given her talent. And I ask you to continue to bless it through this Christmas season, Lord, that the music that you've put in her, Lord, I ask that it will reach people for you. Continue to walk with her, continue to protect her, and continue to bless her steps, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Jenna. I really do. Thank you for... I'm really blown away. I don't have words for it, that that you would want to come back and share your music. You are a gift. You are a gift from the Lord. He's given you special talent. So just continue to use it, continue to go do it, and he will open doors. Are you playing anywhere soon?
Yeah, I'm actually playing I do this writer's round called Six Strings. And a lot of their rounds are in Franklin, Tennessee. And they're having me play at their Christmas show next Wednesday. So it'll be like a Christmas songs writer's round. So that should be fun.
That sounds really neat.
Yeah.
Well, how can the listeners, how can they connect with you?
Absolutely, yeah. So my social media handle is Jenna CW Music, and my website is jennawidener.com, and Widener is spelled W-E-I-D-N-E-R. And Jenna Widener, that's how you can look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, and TikTok is, or not TikTok, Instagram is my main use of social media. So I usually post most of my stuff on there.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you to send a picture so I could promote it on the show, but I think you need to dress up in a Grinch costume and send me a picture in a Grinch costume.
You know, I don't have one of those, and I'm really sorry.
No, it's going to be...
I would do it. If I had it, I would do it.
I was going to get one this year, but I just went with the t-shirt. Maybe next year in the Christmas parade, I will have to... And really, I say the Lord puts things on my heart and in my mind, because we had a Christmas parade last night here in Sylacauga, and I thought, you know what would be really neat? If we did a Rock the Flock float, and
oh my gosh, and I would love that.
And an artist there would be Rock the Flock artist on it singing Christmas music.
You know, Greg, if that happens, please contact me.
I will. I certainly will, because I said that's what this needs. You know, it needs a little Jesus. And what better way to do it?
That would be so, so fun.
Well, I will keep you updated. It's a year from now, but how fast time does go?
My goodness. Yeah. I've been saying all year, this has been the fastest year of my life. And it's crazy that we're already back at Christmas.
And then we'll see. I'm going to plan some Rock the Flock events. This year, and I would love for you to be a part of those. So I'll stay in touch with you about that.
Please do.
I don't know if we'll be in churches or we'll be in parks or who knows where this is going to go.
Oh, I love it.
Well, you have a very Merry Christmas. Be careful traveling. Back home, enjoy your time with your family. Enjoy what you've done, and you've put out an EP. And you, like you said, you spent a lot of time, you spent money, a lot of effort. So take some time and enjoy that, and thank the Lord for it.
Thank you, Greg. I will. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Well, that is Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.